upon the way to Jew and Moor alike. When our knights of the Holy Crusade reached Jerusalem, they laid low without distinction every enemy encountered. Everywhere was frightful carnage. Lay heaps of severed heads, so that soon it was impossible to pass or to go from one place to another, except over bodies of the slain. Still more dreadful was it to gaze on the Christian victors themselves, dripping with blood from head to foot, an ominous sight which brought terror to all who met them. It is reported that within the temple enclosure alone, about 10,000 infidels perished. The soldiers roved through the city in search of wretched survivors who might be hiding in the narrow portals and byways to escape death. These were dragged out into public view and slain like sheep. Some formed into bands and broke into houses, where they laid violent hands on heads of families, on their wives, children, and their entire households. Each marauder claimed as his own, in perpetuity, the particular house which he had entered, together with all it contained. For before the capture of the city, the pilgrims had agreed that after it had been taken by force, whatever each man might win for himself should be his forever by right of possession. Consequently, the pilgrims searched the city most carefully and boldly killed the citizens.